The EPA is working on a Clean Air Act regulation that would require Alaska to lower the amount of greenhouse gases emitted from power plants by 26%. But EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says her agency will seriously consider exempting the state entirely. The EPA aims to give states a lot of latitude in deciding how to achieve their targets. Senator Lisa Murkowski, though, said at a hearing in Washington today that no amount of flexibility will make the rule workable in Alaska. Alaska's limited grid is unconnected to any other states, so some solutions lower 48 states might employ aren't available. McCarthy told the senator she understands that.
We find ourselves often talking about the uniqueness of Alaska. Mm-hmm. This is another instance in which that is again the case because they are not interconnected in a way that
other states are. So are you considering this as an exemption, considering the state's request for a full exemption?
We actually have in the rule itself solicited that comment.
In Alaska, the rule applies to 5 power plants on the Rail Belt grid. Critics say it would drive up rates in Fairbanks, which depends in part on a coal plant. But energy efficiency advocates argue Alaska could substantially cut emissions with incentives to lower consumer demand and improve the infrastructure of the grid. Senator Murkowski also pressed the EPA boss on a wetlands rule the agency is preparing. It's known as Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS. It's highly controversial, with some opponents saying it will regulate small ditches and puddles. Alaska has nearly 2/3 of the nation's wetlands, and Murkowski says the rule has all kinds of people worried, from home builders to miners and energy companies.
They are scared to death about what we may see with application of this rule. And you keep using the word clarification, or this is just to clarify. But again, I'm hearing from too many different sectors saying this is not clarification. This is a limitation on our ability to not only move but to breathe.
McCarthy stuck to her claim that the rule is not an expansion of the Clean Water Act, just a clarification to comply with Supreme Court rulings. The U.S. House is expected to vote soon on a bill to block the WOTUS rule, and similar bills are pending in the Senate.